Hello, hello, in the Good Company podcast. Anna Malus Kitzmann here with weekly dose of inspiration, provocation, thought provocation, maybe just provocation, inspiration, all with the intention to have a better, more fulfilling, more aligned life for you and me. Sometimes I have a guest who also share their growth stories and their businesses that change the world for better, because that's the goal here. Today, another shorty but goodie, another exercise. I love exercises. I feel like sometimes when you do those exercises, like randomly, they really push you forward. They really change something in your thinking and they really stay with you, even if you do them once. I usually, obviously, all the exercises I had in this podcast, I would love everybody. And I usually do several times. It's not, if not on continuous basis, but if you even can do them one, there's always something that opens up in the brain and creates some new neural connection. Okay, so today, maybe not controversial, but some people may be annoyed with it because manifestation, it's such a hype word now. And it sounds a little bit like this new age bypassing hype bullshit word and beliefs, but there's something in it, and that's why in the podcast episode I called it creation. I said it several times and I believe in it. We are the greatest creators besides below the greatest creator out there, the universe, God, whatever you call your God or whatever you believe in. But we are right below everything we see around. We created, came out from our brain, and it sometimes blows on my mind when I walk, especially like when I had the office in Chicago downtown in the upper floors, and I just look at this creation of system of city that we created, for example. It just blows my mind. So talking about creation, a small creation. So I have a women's circle. I would love to open another one. I have a women's circle for women over 40. Sorry, not sorry. I think we need a lot of support and a lot of, not we need a lot of support, but we need this push to not hide, to share our voices, and, you know, obviously collaborate with younger women, but I want to focus on women over 40. So that's why I have my circle every 2 weeks on Fridays. I would love to open another one, focus on business and growth, you know, meeting weekly to support each other, advise each other, you know, with the purest best intentions. So if you are interested, DM me. But during the circle that I already have, we did this funny exercise. So we decided to observe what is our creation manifestation process. So I'm not going to take full credit for it. This exercise and a lot of elements from it come from the TBM, To Be Magnetic, work I'm doing. It's a TBM is a manifestation platform. I really started using it to work on myself, by myself. They have a lot of meditations that you can really work and work through your traumas, through your blocks by yourself. So that was my initial intention, but their focus is also on manifestation. Again, not everybody uses like this word. I don't like it either. It's too much of the hype. And so I use word creation. So we decided that we're going to create slash manifest something small to. And why are we going to do it? Because we want to observe our creation process. So what happens around it, how we behave, what we have to do, what is the pattern of that creation, if that makes sense. So everybody chose something small, right? Free meal, discounted product of some sorts, a call or a meeting with somebody, or I don't know, meeting an accountability partner, somebody who thinks alike, all kind of different things. And obviously, somebody may say, oh my God, yeah, you wanted a discounted jeans, you get a discounted jeans. But trust me, if you don't put it in your conscious and you don't work through some blockages, depending, you know, with the small things, we don't have blockages. Like we all know that we deserve to have discounted piece of clothing or meeting with somebody or free meal, right? Like we don't have any blockages around it. But when it comes to bigger things, bigger goals, bigger manifestations, sometimes there are some blockages. So anyways, I'm kind of going ahead myself. So each of us selected a small manifestation. So we want to bring it. Mine was a beautiful teacup. Sorry, this one is a little dirty because I was just drinking coffee from it. Mine was, the theme with birds, flowers. I wanted to be super cute, and I wanted it because several months ago I researched. I wanted one. I really wanted to elevate. My intention behind it was to elevate my morning. I wanted to have something cute, something pretty that I'm going to drink my coffee in and make me feel special and make me feel, I don't know, special in the morning when I drink it. And I'm talking about intention behind it because that's also important when you create a manifest something, because when the intention is not pure, it comes from ego. So let's say egoistic intention here will be like, I want to have a beautiful cup so I can post it on Instagram and everybody thinks that I'm fancy, right? That's like a complete ego. I want to look great in the eyes of others. No, it was for me elevating my morning, pure intention. So each of us select this little manifestation. Mine was cup, and then we observe how the process works. So usually you should take some kind of action, right? Like I felt like I already did action because I researched the cup I wanted. I knew what I want. I just didn't want to pay $600 because that's how much how this cups that I like cost. And I was like, I can't justify it. If one of my daughters is going to borrow it and break it, I'm going to like literally cut myself if they break $600 cup. So I wanted a really not that expensive cup, but that's going to be as beautiful as the one that is $600 and give me the same experience. So each of us put this little manifestation. I put my cup, and then we again took some action. At least, to know what we want. Or I don't know if it was discounted meal in the restaurant or like free meal in the restaurant you love, like go to the restaurant, right? Like, I don't know. You have to do some kind of action to be in an area, to be within proximity for this thing to happen, right? Like whatever it is. I don't know if you want to accountability partner for business, maybe you should attend some business meetings, right? Some kind of like things like that. But in my particular situation, I did not take any action besides this initial research I did. I did not set up any alerts or on Google for beautiful cups. But what was interesting is I put it out there and I knew it's going to happen. I was like, sooner or later, I will find this cup. It will show up somehow, or I'll find it. And I literally went to the store, and I went there to do baskets for my daughters, and didn't even know that the store carries the teacups, and they did. And I look at the shelf, and there is just this one, only one like that, like I wanted a cup, right? And I was like, oh my God, this is the cup I wanted. And it was obviously much, much cheaper. So if my daughters are going to break it or myself for that reason, I don't know, it hadn't happened to me, I won't cry about it. But it was exactly what I wanted. And I was like, oh wow, I didn't even take action, but I was so sure that it's going to happen, that I'm going to, this way or the other is going to come to me because it came to me. I wasn't looking for it per se, right? Like I just went to store for something else. So that's why this small manifestation exercise is so important, because you can set up something small and observe yourself, how you behave, what is your level of certainty, what is your level of self-worth, right? Like I even question that I deserve this cup. Of course I deserve like to have a cute cup in the morning, like why not? To take an action, like maybe consciously I didn't take an action, but I did because I went to the store where those cups were, even though I didn't know I did, right? So that's why we do this exercise and select small thing and observe what's happening around, how we behave, so we can then apply this small process, small manifestation process on a bigger level, right? So what if I change this cap and try to bring create something more substantial, right? Like I don't know, an investor for one of my companies, right? I don't know, a new car. Right, a new work opportunity, right? So what was how what were my intention? What I want specifically? I feel like the more details you can put in, I literally this cap is literally very similar to the one I selected, the China one. So you know, I wanted to be themed with flowers and animals and be vibrant, exactly what it is. And I don't want it to look like old grandma cup. I don't think so. That looks super like old grandma. Right? Take some action, like be around in the situation, research what you want, right? Like surround yourself with that energy. Maybe look up for somebody else who is drinking. For example, I always saw Anine Bing, one of my favorite designers, drinking from her cup. It wasn't my style of cup, but I was like, oh, that's so cute to elevate your morning a little bit. I think I stole that idea from her, to be honest. So yeah. And then the biggest thing when it comes to bigger things you want to create, you want to bring to your life, is your self-worth. And that's what, you know, TBM talks about a lot. Like you need to feel like you are worth and you can have it and you are good enough to have it. Because if you don't, you're going to subconsciously block the process. And you can also say, okay, stupid cup. You want like a cup, you got the cup, right? But it is about this process of creating a plan in your mind. Okay, I want this. I want it to look like this and bringing it to the fruition the way you want. So not $600, but cheaper and the same effect is here, right? Maybe it's not this amazing china, but I don't care if it has a label of whatever porcelain, right? Like it's still beautiful. It's still beautifully done. It's still English. It was just much cheaper, right? So it's about this process. You create a vision in your life and how you bring it to fruition by taking some kind of action, by having pure intention, by looking at others and opening your mind. Like I said, this is not something that I invented. I would never take credit for it. TBM called it expanders. So people who can show you that it's possible, because your brain to understand that it's possible needs to see it, right? And then what happened around you? What was your vibration? What was your energy? Anything that you can observe to narrow down your specific personalized process of creation, manifestation, whatever you want to call it. And then again, you can apply it to a bigger and bigger things. But when you apply it again, I need to highlight it. When you apply it to the bigger things, you need to make sure that you feel like you deserve it, that there is no subconscious blockage. It's like, I'm not good enough for to have a beautiful cup like this because I'm going to break it right away. Because you, when you were a kid, you heard, I'm breaking everything every second, right? You need to work on that part, on this internal, making sure that asking yourself if there's nothing that any thoughts or any programming from the past that is blocking this. So again, some people may not believe it and think it's a bullshit, but I think this intentional, conscious creating and bringing things in our life, living consciously according to plan, and understanding the process of how it happens to you, what elements need to happen, it's so amazing, key, and so helpful. Because why not make it consciously? Why not making it, okay, I know what the steps are. And you know, and the funny story is with this cup, when I look at the process that happened with this cup, it was the same process how I brought several of my jobs in, how I created my business, how we bought our home, how we bought our car. It was all the same process. Isn't it fantastic? That's why I'm sharing it. So do this exercise. Select a small thing you want to bring in. It doesn't have to be big. You need to make sure the intention behind is good. You need to make sure the details of it you have. You may take a little action, research it, be in the area with people or whatever you're manifesting a little bit. So, you know, it's not like you're just lying in bed and somebody will bring me a teacup, right? And then observe yourself, how you act, how you release it. Are you obsessively thinking about it? Or maybe you stop obsessively thinking about it and shows up, whatever you can narrow down. And that's your personal process of creation, manifestation, whatever you want to call it. And again, it's not something that I created. It's loosely based on TBM, to be magnetic work, which I'm going to link below. But the small exercise is very helpful, very interesting. So obviously, as usual, I want to share with you, right? Let me know how it goes if you decide to do this exercise. And until the next time, love and light. But we still have a minute for advertising here, and I want to advertise my little businesses and projects I'm working on. First of all, in the show note below, you have all the links, a link to Good Good Stores, my little baby, my good bags, reusable bags, gift bags that you can reuse, that you can use for all kind of occasions or things that are better than not recyclable and super wasteful paper bags or wrapping paper, and so easy to use, so easy to store at home. Link below. And also free breath work, my pranic healing session. I think everything is energy. I always bless my bags before I send them to clients. Put good energy in them. But everything is energy. We are energy, and adjusting our energy, cleaning it, especially in the times we are living in, when we are constantly bombarded with information, with energetical connections, even through social media. Trust me, this is like energetical connections. It's so important to balance our bodies and our energetical bodies. So that's why I learned and do now energy healings. Also link below. That's end of the ads, and until next time, as usual, love and light.